Okay. All the earth a new song unto God. Shirulah Adonai Kol Haaretz. Shirulah Adonai Shir Hadash. I will sing unto God a new song.
Shabbat Shalom, everyone. And I'd particularly like to welcome the members of Sisterhood and Brotherhood who will be helping to lead the service this evening. The thought for our service this evening is all about blessings. I know, what a good generic title. And, one of the most amazing things to me when I studied in Jerusalem is having Shabbat dinner with different members of the faculty. Before that, though, I have to talk about one member of the faculty in particular. His name is Rabbi Dr. Levi Cooper, and his grandmother would come to all of his classes. I never knew her name. She was just grandma to everybody. With large Orthodox families, she had 47 grandchildren. And at last count, it was 87 great-grandchildren. Like, we're shooting for one a day. But regardless of how old the children were, when they were at their parents' home for Shabbat, some of my teachers had 5, 8, 9, but all of the children received a blessing. And it was just very beautiful, the tradition of blessing children on Shabbat. And when we do that in a congregation, it's always wonderful if your children are with you. But even if they're not, I ask people to think of extending out the blessings they feel to their children or for those without children, to dear ones throughout the world. And so this evening, as the Brotherhood and Sisterhood will be leading us, we think about our blessings. We begin with opening meditations. I'd like to invite Noah and Annette to come and lead us.
We're reading this together.
We're reading together.
We're reading it together. Each have one to read.
Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You read the pre-service?
Okay.
Okay, so now you're going to be right over here.
Okay. Sorry, Shabbat Shalom. Surrounded by members of my temple family, I come into your sanctuary, God. Here I have shared my happiness with them. Here I have come to share my troubles and my fears. I come to this holy place to feel connected. I think of the good that we can do when we are one in spirit. I pray for a sense of safety and harmony as I come to affirm my faith.
When all is said and done, a synagogue is built of brick and concrete alone, but cannot endure, no matter how mighty its foundation or construction. It is not the size of the social hall or the finery of the sanctuary that provides the strength the building needs to stand. What holds the synagogue together is the people who join to pray and to study and to work within its walls. We pray that our synagogue will be a house of prayer for all people. We pray that our synagogue will be a house of learning for all who seek Torah.
We pray that our synagogue will be a house of assembly for all who yearn for community. We pray that our synagogue will be a house of God, and that we will be worthy to call ourselves builders and congregants.
Shalom Aleichem is on page 10.
Shalom Aleichem, Malachi HaShare, Malchei Elyon, Mimelech Malchei HaMalachim, Kadosh Baruch Hu. Shalom Aleichem, Malachi HaShare, Malchei Elyon, Mimelech Malchei HaMalachim, Kadosh Baruch Hu. Shalom Aleichem, Malachi HaShare, HaMalachim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Roachem L'Shalom, Malachi HaShalom, Malachi Elyon, Mimelech Malachi HaMalachim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shalom Aleichem, Malachi HaShareh, Malachi Elyon, Mimelech Malachi HaMalachim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shalom, Malachi HaShalom, Malachi Elyon, Mimelech Malachi HaMalachim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Karkuni L'Shalom, Malachi HaShalom, Malachi Elyon, Mimelech Malachi HaMalachim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shalom Aleichem, Malachi HaShareh, Malachi Shalom, Malachi Shalom, Malachi Elyon, Mimelech Malachi HaMalachim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Seichem L'Shalom, Malachi Shalom, Malachi Elyon, Mimelech Malachi HaMalachim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shalom Aleichem, Malachi HaShareh, Malachi
like to invite the presidents of Sisterhood and Brotherhood, Mark and Sandy, to come and lead us in the candle blessing.
We have been taught in days of old that Shabbat begins at sundown, but sundown comes so early on a cold winter's day. And in summertime, the sun is like a child not wanting to go to bed. The summer light lingers in the sky, even as we gather in prayer. So when does Shabbat begin?
Shabbat begins when we have set aside our work week with its busyness and lists.
Shabbat begins when we are all together around the Shabbat table or in our sanctuary, both homes for us. When we are finally together, we light and bless the candles. That is when Shabbat begins.
Baruch atah Adonai, Eloheinu melech haolam, Asher kidshanu b'mitzvotav v'tzivanu l'hadlik ner shel Shabbat. Blessed are you, Adonai our God, ruler of the universe, who makes us holy with your mitzvot and commands us to kindle the lights of Shabbat.
Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam Asher yitshanu b'mitzvotav v'tzivanu l'chadlik neshel Shabbat. Amen.
We continue on page 14 with Lecha Dodi. Continue with special readings for Shabbat.
Sabbath prayer. God, help us now to make this new Shabbat. After noise, we seek quiet. After crowds of indifferent strangers, we seek to touch those we love. After concentration on work and responsibility, we seek freedom to meditate, to listen to our inward selves. We open our eyes to the hidden beauties and the infinite possibilities in the world you are creating. We break open the gates of the reservoirs of goodness and kindness in ourselves and in others. We reach toward one holy, perfect moment of Shabbat.
A reading based on the words of Abraham Joshua Heschel. One who wants to enter the holiness of the day must first lay down the profanity of clattering commerce, of being yoked to toil. A person must go away from the screech of dissonant days, from the nervousness and fury of acquisitiveness and the betrayal in embezzling their own life. One must say farewell to manual work and learn to understand that the world has already been created and will survive without human help. 6 days a week, we wrestle with the world, wringing profit from the earth. On Shabbat, we especially care for the seed of eternity planted in the soul. The world has our hands, but the soul belongs to someone else.
Please rise for Baruch Hu, page 17.
And God said, let there be light. This first light God made before the sun and the stars. God showed the lights to David, who burst into song. This was the light Moses saw on Sinai. At the creation, the universe from end to end radiated light, but it was withdrawn. And now it is stored away for the righteous, until all the world will be in harmony again, and all will be united and whole. But until this future world is established, this light, coming out of darkness and formed by the most secret, is hidden, as we have been taught. Light is sown for the righteous.
Blessed is God who chose to enlighten us with the teaching, wisdom, and values of Torah. We in turn continue to choose to open our minds, hearts, and spirits and become one people bound by a sacred book of law, our Torah. In our life's journey, may we seek to understand and uphold your teachings. May we continue to strengthen our commitment to our people Israel and strengthen the bond with generations past through Torah.
We continue with Shema, page 22.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad. 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 Baruch Shem Kevod, Shem Kevod Malchuto, Leolam Vaed. Baruch shem kevod, shem kevod, malchuto, le'olam va'ed. Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai echad. Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai echad.
Please be seated.
V'yahavta et Adonai Elohecha b'chol levavcha u'v'chol nafshecha u'v'chol me'odecha v'hayu hadvarim ha'ele asher anochi mitzavcha hayom al levavecha v'shinatan levanecha v'dibarta bam v'shiftecha b'veitecha u'v'lektecha v'aderech Uvshachpecha uvkumecha, ukshartam liot al yadecha, vihayu litotafot bein einecha, uktaftam al mizuzot betecha, uvisharecha, lima'an tizkru viasitem, et kol mitzvotai, vihitem kedoshim lelohechem, ani Adonai Elohechem, Asher hotzeti etchem me'eretz Mitzrayim, lihiot lachem l'Elohim, ani Adonai Elohechem.
Adonai, our God, you freed us from bondage in the land of Egypt. With courage, commitment, and in community, we crossed the sea and we rejoiced. We seek redemption again, Adonai, from the bondage of hatred, the slavery of poverty, and the evil of violence in our world. Give us the courage to toil for wisdom, justice, and understanding. May we rejoice again in community, giving voice to one another in peace and harmony.
And we read together, grant us, O eternal God, that we may lie down in peace, and raise us up, O sovereign, to life renewed. Spread over us the shelter of your peace, guide us with your good counsel, and for your name's sake be our help. Shield us from hatred and plague, keep us from war and famine and anguish, subdue our inclination to evil. God, our guardian and helper, our gracious and merciful ruler, give us refuge in the shadow of your wings. O guard our coming and our going. Always we have life and peace. Blessed is the Eternal, whose sukkah of peace is spread over us, over all your people Israel, over the whole world, and over Jerusalem. just as sisterhood and brotherhood both serve to bring a greater and tighter community, sense of community, bonding us together, so does our TBS Vishamru bind us together as a special community. Page 27.
Vishamru Bene Yisrael Et HaShabbat La'asot Et HaShabbat Le'dorot HaMerim Olam Vishamru Bene Et HaShabbat La'asot Et HaShabbat Le'dorot HaMerim Olam Meini uvein b'nei Yisrael Oti le'olam Oti le'olam Oti le'olam Vishamru La'azot et ha'shabbat L'dorot ha'merim olam Ki sheshet yamim Asah Adonai Asah Adonai Et ha'shamayim v'et ha'aretz Nishamru b'nei Yisrael
A Shabbat family blessing. We thank you, O God, for our family and for what we mean and bring to one another. We are grateful for the bonds of loyalty and affection which sustain us and for the capacity to love and to care. Help us to be modest in our demands of one another, but generous in our giving to each other. May we never measure how much love or encouragement we offer. May we never count the times we forgive. Rather, may we always be grateful that we have one another and that we are able to express our love in acts of kindness.
Keep us gentle in our speech. When we offer words of criticism, may they be chosen with care and spoken softly. May we waste no opportunity to speak words of sympathy, of appreciation, of praise. Bless our family with health, happiness, and contentment. All above, grant us the wisdom to build a joyous and peaceful home in which your spirit will always abide. Amen.
Amen. Please rise for Tefillah, page
29. Adonai,
Ata Adonai, Eloheinu velohe avotenu v'imotenu, Elohe Avraham, Elohe Yitzchak, velohe Yaakov, Elohe Sarah, Elohe Rivka, Elohe Rachel, velohe Leah. Ha'el ha'gadol ha'gibur v'hanora, el elyon, gomel hasadim tovim, v'kone ha'kol, v'zocher chastei avot v'imahot. Umevi gula livene v'nehem, lema'an shemo ba'ahava. Melech ozer u'moshia u'magen, baruch ata Adonai, magen Avraham v'ezrat Sarah. Ata gibor la'olam Adonai, mechaye ha'kol ata rav lehoshia, mechalkel chayim b'chesed, mechaye ha'kol berachamim rabim, somech noflim v'rofech holim, umatir asurim, umekayem emunato lishene afar, mi chamocha ba'al givurot, umi domelach, Melech meimid umechayeh umatzmiach Yeshua, v'ne'eman atah l'hachayot hakol, baruch atah Adonai, mechayeh hakol.
These are the gifts that we bring that we may build a holy place. This is the spirit that we bring that we may build a holy place. We will bring all the goodness that comes from our hearts, and the Spirit of God will dwell within. These are the colors of our dreams we bring to make a holy place. This is the weaving of our lives we bring to make a holy place.
We will bring all the goodness that comes from our hearts, and the spirits of love will dwell within. There are the prayers that we bring that we may make a holy place. These are the visions that we seek, that we may build this holy place. Let our promise forever be strong. Let our souls rise together in song, that the Spirit of God and the Spirit of love, Shenicha, will dwell within.
You may be seated. Our prayer of Hoda'ah, of thanksgiving, on page 37. We thank you, God, for the world you have given us, with all its beauty and all its imperfections, with all its miracles and with all its tragedies. You have given us this gift, this spark of your creative powers, to make our world a better place, to improve ourselves along with our world. You have given us our life's work. You have created us in your image to do your work here in this world. For all these blessings, we give our thanks. We continue with our prayer for shalom, for peace and good and blessing. Sim Shalom, the top of page 40.
Shalom,
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 Shalom.
Emotions wrapped up in the Misha Berach. So when we sing and pray Misha Berach, our thoughts are turning to those in need of healing emotionally, physically, spiritually. And it brings us some sadness to think of people who we love, care for, are hurting. But Misha Berach also reminds us that healing can come, that there can be hope, that there are cycles of illness to wellness, from despair to hope. And I got an email a couple days ago from a congregant, and her son, who's been on the Misha Berach list for some very bad pneumonia, is now much better, and said to his mom, tell them to take me off the Misha Berach because their prayers should go to people more in need than I am. I thought that was very sweet. And his mother also had kind of a close call and got a very good test result from a doctor, so they were quite pleased today. So as we sing this prayer, we remember not only those who are hurting and we pray for very deeply, but the fact that there can be healing, there can be wholeness and wellness. Misha Berach, page 45. Of our hearts.
From the old country, as oft stories are told. There was once a young man, very arrogant, very full of himself, and he thought, what job should I get? And he decided to apply for the night's watch. He would get a uniform with shiny buttons, a sword, and he would walk throughout the town, be part of the night's watch. That's exactly what he did. As part of a small group on guard, there was a sergeant, and they would walk through the town. But then one night, as the young man was on patrol, he came upon a beggar. The beggar was curled up in the street, and he shouldn't be there. And so the young man nudged him just a little bit. And all of a sudden, the beggar arose and drew a sword. The young man drew his sword. He realized it was a beggar. He didn't want to hurt him. And so he thought he would go back and forth and disarm him. But so it went, back and forth, back and forth. But no matter what, the young man couldn't disarm the beggar. 5, 10, 15 minutes, the young man was becoming weary. And all of a sudden, the beggar thrust, the young man parried, and ran him through. And as the beggar was dying and breathed his last, he said, I give you the curse of the blessings. If you do not say one blessing a day, you will die. With that, the beggar's eyes closed and he collapsed. The young man, while arrogant, still had goodness in his heart. He dashed off to find the sergeant to bring back the guard. But lo and behold, the beggar was gone. The next morning, as the young man got off guard duty and fell asleep, he was tired. He couldn't quite sleep. As he woke up in the late afternoon, he saw the sun was beginning to set, and he became so weary and so tired. He remembered the beggar's words, and he said, Blessed are you, eternal our God, who gives strength to the weary. And all of a sudden, he was renewed. He knew his prayers. The next morning, after he got off guard duty, before he even went to sleep, he said, Blessed are you, eternal our God, who opens the eyes of the blind. And so it was. He felt renewed and then went to sleep. The next, blessed are you, eternal our God, who makes the veins and the arteries and the openings and closing clothes in our bodies. So it went for a month and a half. The young man blessed everything about himself that he could think of. He would bless something to eat. He would bless new foods. It was amazing. As long as he said a blessing, his strength would be renewed. When he ran out of things to bless about himself, he blessed his mother. It was 3 months. He blessed his father, then it was 2 months. Well, what can you do? And so it went, brothers, sisters, nieces, and nephews. He would spend at least a month on each, finding each day something to bless. And then it went on to people in the community. Before you know it, his reputation began to grow, and he was known as the master of blessings. If there was a bar bat mitzvah, if there was a baby naming, a wedding, someone called to the Torah, someone who was ill, they would call the master of blessing.
It went that way for year after year, for 5 years, 10 years, 20 years, 30 years. It kept going. There was a new yeshiva, a new synagogue, the master of blessing. Until now, that young man was 120 years old like Moses. And he thought, today, I'll wake up, I'll enjoy the day, I won't say a blessing, and I'll pass slowly. He enjoyed the day, he ate his favorite foods. As the sun was beginning to set, he grew tired. And then all of a sudden, that beggar who he saw 100 years earlier reappeared. He hadn't aged a day. The master of blessings was beside himself. What is this? What happened? And the beggar said, I'm the Moach HaMavis, the angel of death. 100 years ago, all you were was a uniform with shiny buttons and a sword. There was no neshama, there was no soul. But by seeing your blessings and the blessing around you, your soul became full of life. At that moment, the master of blessings said, Baruch atah Adonai, just one more blessing. It's a wonderful tale I learned from Rabbi Mitch Chaffetz. And if you think about it, blessing pervades all of Judaism. Abraham and his descendants and Sarah, they were to be a blessing. In the book of Exodus, we're blessed as our people goes from slavery to freedom. In the book of Numbers, we have the priestly blessing. May the Eternal bless and keep you. And Deuteronomy talks about the blessings. I'm leaving the curses aside for a moment. The blessings if we follow God's laws. Wouldn't it be amazing to become a master of blessings, to bring this fulfillment into our lives? So what's the skill, what's the talent to be a master of blessings? Obviously, it begins with fright. Oh my God, I need to find something to bless about myself before the sun goes down. Panic can inspire great blessings and increase our attention. But each day, he found something to bless. He started with his body, with his spirit, and then to see the gifts of each person in his life. Paying attention. You know, it sounds like the refrain we heard again and again from our youth. But full consciousness with another is a blessing. You know, think about our lives. Think about multitasking. That's the catchphrase for our society. I get exhausted. Can I find a hotel with good Wi-Fi while I'm traveling? Can I check my email before I go to bed and as soon as I rise? Can I arrange my schedule to pick up the kids, finish everything at work, shop, and see my friends? Can I eat breakfast and read the New York Times? That's me. For teens and preteens, can I talk on the phone? Can I text? Can I Snapchat? All of this, it's just Monday. With the skills of managing many responsibilities that we need, Judaism as a tradition offers a fuller vision of life. So here's my favorite example. It's not just the motzi over bread. We have blessings for everything. Fruit from trees, from the ground, pastries from bread, made with sugar. There's even a bracha for candy. But my favorite, is the controversy over pizza. I kid you not, I was in the Bratislava community in Jerusalem. This actually came up. So what's the blessing for pizza? Is it bread? Or is it pastry? Well, it's got a lot of cheese, it's got a lot of oil, it's got mushrooms and onions, of course. And, or is it bread? Okay, how many people think bread? How many people think pastry? How many people think trick question? Because you already know me. Here is the answer. It depends how much pizza you're eating. I'm not making this up. If you're having one slice, a normal slice, not a Sbarro slice, then it's a snack. You do the blessing over pastry. If it's two slices, that's a meal. I'm not going to get into the difference between Pizza Hut in Israel, the US, Chicago, Boston, New York, and here, what's your favorite pizza place? We got a blessing for everything. But it's not ritual observed to the nth degree. Rabbi Larry Kushner, in Eyes Remade for Wonders, says, the commonality of all great spiritual traditions, Eastern meditation, reading the Torah, Gregorian chant, is the ability to pay attention, seeing the world and others with the fullness of the heart. The Master of Blessings, a second thought. Blessings inspire us with the awe of life. A master of blessing can really experience joy. When we say blessings with the fullness of heart, the master of blessing would affirm the joy of others. You want to know what's a blessing? This challah is a blessing. I mean, I travel the country. I know a challah. If anything deserves the blessing. And we have these blessings. But let me tell you one of the most inspiring examples of blessing that I've ever seen. It's in Chicago. There was a conservative shul and a conservative minyan that met in the Reform synagogue. The first time I went, they said, oh, isn't it nice, after we finished the Reform service. He came. The second time he came back, the third time, are you sure he's a Reform rabbi? But there was a physician who would attend that congregation. When he did a Torah blessing, oy. But more than that, he would ask his patients who were ill if they'd like a Misha Beirach said for them. And on Saturday morning, he came with a list. And those were true, true blessings. That blessing is absolutely seeing the love and feeling. You know what a great present is? A great present is something that a person would always want but wouldn't buy for themselves, maybe for a birthday. And a blessing is that kind of knowledge. Words have power. Rabbi Levi Yitzhak talked about a dialogue between God and Abraham. And Abraham was saying, oh, I don't know if I can do it. And God said, don't utter the words, because words can shape a reality. In our tradition, we affirm divinity in the world by finding the blessings. A final idea. The master of blessings was more than a gifted speaker. It's more than empathy. He became a blessing. All who knew him felt that kind of a presence. They were inspired, not just by his words, but by his spirit. Dr. Rachel Naomi Remen, in one of her books, it was quoted in the old Reform Judaism magazine, talked about the potential for prayer and healing. A blessing is not something you give, but something you are. There's a spark of God in everyone. In a highly technological world, it's easy to forget the power of our own goodness and place value instead on our skills, knowledge, and expertise. Our blessings heal the world. Through our blessing, we discover our own wholeness and the way to restore the hidden wholeness of others. Over 3,000 years ago, God said to Abraham, you will be a blessing. We cherish life, affirm others, experience the divine, and become healers through that act of blessing. Like the master of blessing at 120, Abraham and Sarah, may we embrace life and feel that blessing. And We share the words now, that wonderful song of blessing, L'chilach, to think about the ways that each of us can become a blessing. Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom. Will show you Lech Lecha to a place you do not know. Lech Lecha, on your journey I will bless you, and you shall be a blessing, and you shall be a blessing, and you shall be a blessing, Lech. Your name great, Lech Lecha, and all shall praise your name. Lech Lecha, to a land that I will show you. Lesimchat Chaim, Lesimchat Chaim, Lesimchat Chaim, Lech Lecha. Shall be a blessing. You shall be a blessing. Let me love.
I invite all past presidents of sisterhood to come up to open the doors, the ark doors for Aleinu. We continue on page 53. Please rise. You may be seated. Page 58. Find comfort in the meaning of beginning, the miracle of birth, the blessing of creation. Find comfort in the familiar smells, the images and photos, the memory of a voice. Find comfort in the steadfast rituals, the uplifting prayers, the joyous songs. Find comfort in the gift of freedom, the light of knowledge, the laws of Moses. Mourner of Israel, find comfort in the promise of tomorrow, the company of friendship, the coming redemption. We now remember so many cherished people who enhanced our lives. During the year of mourning, we remember fondly our beloved members, Sheldon Miller and Toby Konigsberg. We mourn the losses in the last 30 days for our members, Elliot Silverstone, cousin of Sharon Kaufman, Beverly Krizanovic, neighbor of the Roth Handlers, Tom Thurston, friend of Pete and Susan Holleran, Marjorie Boyd, aunt of Gregory Mills, Florette Salzman, cousin of Amy Ahrens. And this evening we especially remember our beloved member, a member, a matriarch of a family so precious and important to our congregation, the Kleinmans. We mourn the passing yesterday of Betty Davison, our cherished member, a caring, loving, interesting, strong woman who brought in her 96 years much love and friendship and joy to many people. Her funeral is Sunday morning at 9 a.m. The family will be sitting Shiva at the home of David and Sandy Kleinman Monday evening at 7 o'clock. And we remember the yard sites of our beloved members, Sheila Greenwald, friend of the Perlin family. And we remember, gone two years now, unbelievable, our cherished Don Drasnin, husband of Sharon Drasnin. He lives on as his family continues to find simchas and joys. We're thankful for those. And we remember the yard sites this week of Emma Berman Rosenfeld, Ethel Grossman, Freda Joseph, Stephen Wolfe, Harry Cohen, Peter Peterson, Deborah Willard, Ira Budoff, Lothar Haas, Leon Lazarus, Eli Eisgrau, Ida Gelfand, Rose Gershowitz, Catherine Greenwood, Ray Simpson, Rick Woods, Sonia Benzman, Arthur Cohen, Elsa Gold, Hannah Eisler, Phil Lorio, Dr. Gerald Goldman, Gladys Plum, Wilbert Biggs, Anna Lickstraw, Harriet Randolph, Pearl Carpel, Joseph Carpel, John Janiak. We join together in Kaddish as we remember all of them, with sadness and also with love,
and with a sense of blessing that they were part of our lives. Kaddish, page 60. Please rise. Yitkadal v'yitkadash Shemei Rabbah, v'alma divrach yirutei v'yamlich malchutei, v'chayechon uv'yomechon v'chayei d'chol Beit Yisrael, v'agala uv'izman kariv v'imru amen. Yehei Shemei Rabbah mivarach la'alam olmei almaya, yitbarach v'yishtabach v'yitpa'ar v'yitromam v'yitnasei, V'yitadar v'yitale v'yitalal shemei d'kudsha berichu. Le'ela minkol birchata v'shirata, tushbechata v'nechemata, damiran v'alma v'yimru amen. Yehei shlama rabba min shemaya, v'chayim aleinu v'al kol Yisrael v'yimru amen. O se shalom b'mromav, hu ya'ase shalom. Aleinu v'al kol Yisrael, v'imru, amen. V'imru, 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 amen. V'imru, 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 amen. You may be seated.
We do birthday and anniversary blessings. Since Rabbi Rappaport's birthday is this month, then I'm not going to let her bless herself. Scott and Kylie, if you'd like to come up to help hold the tallit, and if you all will help hold the tallit. And so let me invite those that have birthdays.
Rob has an anniversary, so.
Oh, I have to know.
I got
it.
It's the happy
one.
Okay.
To stand underneath.
Yes, yeah, stand underneath. Yes, ma'am.
Yes, I'm sorry.
What anniversary is it?
Wow.
You just had us in.
So we're going to buy another tallit next month. So for those of you, actually, I'm going to slide up to this end and everybody make a sort of part the C's. Okay. So for those of you celebrating anniversaries, what anniversary is it?
30.
Okay.
35.
Glad you remembered. Okay. Anybody else anniversaries? Yes.
2.
Great.
52.
38.
And for those of you celebrating birthdays, what day of the month were you born on?
Tuesday, August 14th.
Any other birthdays? Yes.
The 24th.
Great. Misha Berach, may the one who blessed our ancestors, Abraham and Sarah, Isaac, Rebecca, Leah, Rachel, and Jacob, bless our friends as they are celebrating their anniversaries and birthdays at this sacred moment. In the fullness of joy, we give thanks as they think about their journeys in life. For those who are celebrating anniversaries, have they supported each other from the day they first took their vows of marriage? And for those who mark birthdays, how this year brings an opening and a new beginning based on the many richnesses and joys in life. May all of our friends continue with good health, with deeds of caring for others, and with enjoying the sweetness and the blessings of life. May they continue with the love of their family, continue with the love of friends, and continue to be a blessing for this world. Yivarechacha Adonai v'yishmarecha. May God bless you and keep you. Ye'er Adonai panav elecha v'yichunecha. May God's light shine upon you, and may God be gracious to you. Yisa Adonai panav elecha v'yisem lecha shalom. May God's spirit lift you up. May God give you shalom, wholeness, and peace. Amen. Amen. Those of you with a spouse, kiss the bride, kiss the groom. Those of you with friends. Oh, and we have presents for, are these birthdays? Everybody gets a present. And Rob and Rachel are going to lead us, or Rachel is going to lead us in Siman Tov and Mazel Tov as everybody returns to their seats. And Tov and Mazel Tov and Mazel Tov and Siman Tov. Siman Tov and Mazel Tov and Mazel Tov and Siman Tov.
Siman Tov and Mazel Tov and Mazel Tov and Siman Tov. Yeh Lanu. Yeh Lanu, Yeh Lanu. Israel, yay, Lanu, yay, Lanu, Ulecho Israel.
So, really, the most important institution holding this congregation together, of course, as you all know, Bagel Bar, Sunday morning Bagel Bar. Please come forward if you are part of the many people that make this incredible institution. And those of us who are here on Sunday mornings at 7:30, we are so grateful. Bagel Bar people, come forward. It's just Jeff? No, there you go. For Kiddush and Motzi, please rise. Page 61.
You got
Who
it.
Wants to get the word? There you go. We'll read together. The seventh day is consecrated to the Lord our God. With wine, our symbol of joy, we celebrate this day and its holiness. We give thanks for all our blessings, for life and health, for work and rest, for home and love and friendship. On Shabbat, eternal sign of creation, we remember that we are created in the divine image. We therefore raise the cup in thanksgiving. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam, borei pri hagafen. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam, asher kidshanu b'mitzvotav v'ratzavanu v'shabbat kodesho. Yahava uvratzon hin chilanu zikaron limase bereshit ki hu yom tefila lelikra et kodesh zecher letziat mitzrayim ki banu vaharta v'yotam Mikolamim v'shabbat kodshecha b'ahava u'ratzon hinchaltanu baruch atah Adonai mekadesh hashabbat. Motzi lechem in ha'aretz.
We give thanks to God for bread. Our voices join in song together as our joyful prayer is said. Baruch atah Adonai
Eloheinu melech ha'olam. Ha'motzi lechem in ha'aretz. appointed. Thank you all for your service to our church.
Shabbat Shalom. I'm Neil Seiden, president of TBS. Welcome to the Brotherhood Sisterhood Shabbat service. We are proud of our auxiliary organizations who do so much. Thank you, Brotherhood and Sisterhood, for what you do. Thank you, Marilyn Weissman, for ushering tonight, and Marnie Miller for ushering. Your board members usher every Friday night, and I want to make sure we thank them. Thank you, greeters. Who's greeting tonight? The Solomons, thank you, greeters. And I'd say thank you by name to the Onik helpers, but they're when I come up, that's when they leave, so. But thank you. Thank you, Rabbi Rappaport, and happy birthday, and Rabbi Crystal for leading us in worship tonight. And thank you, Rob and Rachel, as always, for your gifts of music. We've started a new tradition that's 1 week old, where I'd like to recognize visitors and guests. And Michael, if you would please introduce your guests tonight.
Yes, these are my friends Barbara Levine and Karen Siever. I'd like to welcome them to Temple of the Nation on Germany.
Welcome. And with love and with sadness, I'd also like to recognize David Kleinman's extended family that's in town. We hope you'll find comfort in our community during this sad time. The Rabbi Crystal and members of the transition team have met approximately 200 congregants during our meet and greets. If you have not yet been to one, we're taking a little break. Give Rabbi Crystal time to finish those sermons for the High Holy Days. There's one scheduled at the end of September, and as additional requests come, we'll have some more. Through your generosity, TBS successfully provided more than 30 students with needed school supplies to start off the year right, and thank you for that. The Social Action Committee meets on Thursday, the 23rd of August, 7 to 9 here. Please join us if you'd like to help plan the year. And if you can't join there, Jim Sturm's not here, but contact Jim. 5779, those high holidays are on their way. High holiday tickets were mailed. If you have not received yours, first, make sure you paid your dues. Second, contact Lynn Richmond next week. And not too many children in the sanctuary tonight, but religious school, you can say it, 1 week from tomorrow. from Sunday, sorry. So as always, please read your weekly email for all the details. Shabbat Shalom, wishing you a peaceful Shabbat and a good next week.
May we be blessed on our way. We conclude with Tefillat HaDerech on page 64. And if you like, you may rise and sway with someone you know.
Officiated at a bris, a brit milah, for our newest TBS member, just 7 days old. And after Shabbat is over, we will hold a funeral that honors the long and cherished life of another member, 96 years old. This is the cycle of life. We mourn and we celebrate. We lose and we gain. May we always embrace the Jewish idea that even in a world where times are sad or circumstances unjust, we always retain a sense of hope that life is inherently good and blessings surround us. Yivarechecha Adonai v'yishmerecha. May you be nurtured and comforted by the knowledge that blessings surround you and that they can bring you joy and fulfillment. Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom. Shabbat Shalom.